There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Welcome to Drive Live. Very pleased to be joined in the studio by Craig McAllister. No, it's not. It's Chris McCarty.
Sorry for that yesterday, Tim. I've been talking to Tom all day, and then I came down here, and unfortunately, I called you Tom.
I know, and I thought he's just forgotten us. So you were out of sight, out of mind,
a little
isn't
bit.
It? Yeah. Back from Gigantex anyway. Do you know what? I really feel like, in NLT, I think you'll back me up on this, that 3 days at Gigantex, and we come back with a renewed vigour for tech knowledge. And yep. I was hoping to spread that in your direction. So, IoT, what does that stand for?
Got no idea.
Okay, NLT, I think you know this.
Internet of Things.
Here's another one. AI, what does that stand for?
Artificial intelligence.
Well done. What does ML stand for?
ML, no clue.
Machine learning. There you go. That's
no,
a good
Michelle
one,
Luxton's not very happy about that.
No, she's not.
ML stands for Michelle Luxton.
Is it ML?
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. How clever.
I am writing these down as well. What was IoT again?
IoT, Internet of Things. So you say your fridge is connected to the internet, and essentially when you run out of milk, the man would bring you milk to the door because the fridge has said to the supermarket, I need milk.
And that's the future.
It will be.
It's happening.
Mick texted in a while ago and said, I don't have any reason to connect my toaster to the internet. And I think...
Well, you say that, but...
You'd be amazed what's going to
happen. Imagine you had an app on your phone and, like, Tim, you've got a couple of kids, you've got Mrs. Elliot, and it's like, well... You like your toast
I've
one
got
way,
Mrs. Elliot,
and you like the, and then she
is
likes
that like
the toast
an old
differently.
Missy Elliot.
Yeah, that's a rapping name.
Yeah,
and you all like your toast different ways. So then you just send it to the app, and it knows that yours goes in for 5 minutes, hers goes in for four.
That's a good point.
The kids like theirs in for two. You know, it's useful.
Yeah, I mean
the thought of my fridge being stalked by someone who just pops in sounds amazing. I want that now.
There's a man that will do that for you, Chris.
Is there? There
apparently, yeah.
Not met him yet.
There is. What's AR? Any idea what AR is?
No clue.
Augmented reality. There you go.
I did know that.
I thought you would have known that. But I mean, you could.
We had a go
of
that,
things
didn't
in.
We?
We did. We had a good go. Augmented reality, bit of virtual reality. Tell you what, it was unreal this week.
VR. Yes.
Exactly. Said this a little while ago. Cometh the hour, cometh the man. It looked yesterday as though Argentina weren't getting to the World Cup. However, the factor was always going to be Lionel Messi, and it was.
I said it on last night's show, Tim, that this was the time for Lionel Messi to stand up in an Argentine shirt, and lo and behold, he goes and does it. Ecuador took the lead inside the first 70 seconds, so they put more pressure on Argentina, a game they simply needed to win to avoid missing out on next summer's World Cup finals. And then Messi just took it upon himself to take the game by the scruff of the neck, as he has done so often. Beautiful first goal, a 1-2 with Angel Di Maria, a great second goal, but it's really the third goal that everyone is talking about today. He's off balance, he's being pushed to one side, and he still manages to find the elevation to lift it over the on-rushing goalkeeper. A 44th career hat-trick, a sixth I think it is in Argentine colours. You know, it's a remarkable achievement from Messi because Argentina have been so poor, Tim. Mm. They were coming into this qualifier having scored just 16 goals in 17 games. But the quote of the night, and this one really will go down in the annals of history, because Jorge Sampaoli, the Argentine boss, who said this after this match, he said, "I told the group before this game, Messi did not owe the World Cup to Argentina, but football owed the World Cup for Messi." And I thought that was the perfect quote to just go with what was a breathtaking performance.
It was. It just kind of had to be, didn't it? So Argentina are there. Chile, however,
are not. Yes, big shock this. They are the Copa America winners, back-to-back winners of this particular tournament, but beaten 3-0 last night by Brazil. That only tells, I guess, half the story. And I should point out as well, the Chile manager, Juan Antonio Pizzi, has stepped down. That was after failing to lead Chile to what would have been a third successive appearance at the World Cup finals. But yet, they didn't get the job done. And Colombia drew with Peru. Now, this is where the interesting story lies in all of this, because Colombia were leading. Peru were awarded an indirect free kick. Now, the man that took that, Guerrero, took the free kick, unbeknown that it was an indirect, and David Ospina in the Colombia goal. Had he let the ball go into the back of the net, the goal wouldn't have stood because it's indirect. He actually touched the ball. He dived for it. He touched the ball. The goal stood. And because of that goal, Chile have missed out in the World Cup finals.
It's always awkward with a controversial goal like that, though, because you feel, I mean, if it was my team, you'd be like, yes.
You're delighted.
However we got there, we made it.
Yeah.
But then you really feel for them and think, well, you know, it's not strictly speaking, was it?
No,
was it all right?
I mean, and Chile, for Chile, it's a nightmare for them because they've got some wonderful players. Alexis Sanchez being, I guess, the top dog over there in Chile, given what he's achieved in the game. But they won't be there, and neither will the US of A, because they were defeated by Trinidad and Tobago, a country of, what, 1.3 million population? America over 320 million. They're calling it one of the worst results in American history. Their 2-1 defeat, coupled with Panama's win over Costa Rica, Honduras' win as well, means that Panama join Mexico and Costa Rica as automatic qualifiers. Honduras will now take on Australia, who of course beat Syria over two legs for that final place in the World Cup finals. The US of A missing out in a World Cup finals for the first time since 1986. Not good enough from Bruce Arena's men. I was talking to a few Americans earlier today. Be careful what you wish for. Jurgen Klinsmann was not someone that was popular over there. They got rid of him, they brought back Bruce Arena, and they've paid the ultimate price.
I like the name, Bruce Arena. I've always,
it's a great
name.
Very American.
It's Bruce Arena. It's on great. The line. I'd love to talk to him. Why is nobody talking about the fact that Messi should still be banned for international matches? There's a question on the text.
He should be banned. Again, I would need more information. I'm not quite sure on that.
Why
should he be banned?
What that means. Exactly. Let us
know.
Tax.
I think it's the tax thing. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
It may well be that, but it's Lionel Messi at the end of the day, and that perhaps explains why he's allowed to pull on the jersey for Argentina. They needed him last night. It was a magnificent performance. We'll eulogise more on this one from 7 p.m. But, you know, we talked about that a lot of people don't think he's performed in an Argentine shirt. Last night they needed him. They needed him to ensure that they reached the World Cup finals, and he scores a hat-trick. Remarkable.
And what about over in Europe? Portugal doing what they're expected to do, I guess.
Yeah, they got a 2-0 win over Switzerland. No goal, interestingly enough, from Cristiano Ronaldo, but they did what they needed to do, and that was beat Switzerland over in Portugal to ensure that they will reach the World Cup final. Switzerland will now have to contend themselves with a playoff spot. Netherlands, we all expected, or certainly we knew, they faced an uphill struggle, and so it was. They did win over Sweden. Arjen Robben announcing after the game that he is to retire from international football. He will go down certainly as one of the greats of the Dutch game. Unfortunately though, yes, okay, he wins on his final match, but it's not the farewell he would have wanted. The Netherlands missing out on the World Cup finals, and when you consider they were finalists in 2010, third place finish in 2014, and 2018, the Dutch, the brilliant orange of the Dutch, will not be seen over in Russia.
I just have to say, I know you like a bit of niche news and a bit of information. There was a story that caught my eye on the sports today, and I thought Chris will love this. So Russian TV football commentator, have you seen this?
No, I don't think I have.
So Russian TV football commentator, I think he's doing a lower league team, I don't know what it is, but it's on the TV, and there's a decision over a free kick or something, and he's so angry about the refereeing in this game, he just walks out. Just absolutely walks out.
He does a Ronaldinho.
Yeah, so he just gets up and leaves. So the rest of, you know, the rest of the TV show, they just have to watch listening to dead air. He's like, I'm not having it. This referee is completely rubbish. I'm leaving. So he quits his job. Outraged.
Unprofessional. I'd love if Maya Robbie just walked out of the studio one night. It may well happen if we continue. We've had a little bit of a Barney this afternoon over, not related to sport, so it may well happen on Sports Tonight this evening from 7.
You do have some Barneys, you two.
You ever do.
It makes
it's a
it
sign
better.
Of a good working relationship.
It is. It's a healthy relationship.
Healthy. It's healthy.
Yeah, quite right. Don't be too down in the tooth, Chris McCarthy.
I'm not. There's plenty to get excited about. It's Sports Tonight from 7 this evening, and we are coming to you live from the Dowan Anchor this evening, a special Sports Tonight. We're going to be joined by a two-weight world boxing champion, Badou Jack. He fights out of Floyd Mayweather's camp. He was on the Mayweather-McGregor undercard as well. He's going to be joining us for the opening hour, so it's a good chance for you to get your questions in. We're going to be talking all things fight game, getting a little insight into what it takes to become a top-level boxer.
Remember one thing, just briefly. The last time you took on a fighter of any description, you had a dead leg for a week. So be
but
nice
you had a million
him.
Hits, so, you know, it's a win-win.
That's true.
But we've just had a text in saying, oh, apparently Messi was banned for 4 matches, but the ban was miraculously lifted. It was maybe for swearing at a referee.
Ah, yes, there was that talk of, I think they appealed it, and it was because a lot of players swear at referees. We can't condone it. It happens. I think sense prevailed. 4-match ban for swearing at a referee is a little excessive, given of what we do see on a football field. And listen, I don't think anyone would begrudge the fact that Messi, he's the best player in the world. We want to see him on the best and biggest tournaments.
Makes sense. Here's the last word today, Chris.
The last word.
Searching for Halloween costumes could give you...
So Rick Bullum has returned to the last word. Searching for Halloween costumes could give you... Bleep,
Michelle,
bleep.
What do you want to go for?
Indigestion.
I like that a lot. Okay. Chris, what do you want to go for there?
The first thing that popped into my mind was a famous saying, wings.
Wings, I like that. I'm going for similar, wind. So, anyway.
Okay, right. If you have a better answer than those, please do text in to me on 4001 or via the free messaging app.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.